Before we get to the questions, first we have Stephen Reeder, who is from Arnold's Park here. He is a commercial and industrial real estate brokerage at NP Dodge Commercial and CBRE. He has had numerous commercial, industrial, and land developments over a 35-year career and is a small business entrepreneur. Also joining us tonight, State Senator Randy Feenstra from Hull, Iowa, a former businessman, current teacher at Dort University, and Iowa State Senator. Jeremy Taylor from Sioux City. He's a U.S. Army National Guard major and chaplain, energy and environmental specialist for the Sioux City Schools. Brett Richards from Irwin, Iowa. CEO of Country Stores, a chain of convenience stores, and board chair of the Manning Regional Healthcare Center, and a Creighton University professor. And incumbent Steve King from Chiron. He started King Construction, a successful earth-moving and underground utility business in 1975. And after a successful transition to his oldest son, the group continues to meet payroll for 45 years now. And we're going to jump right into the questioning. Each candidate will have an opportunity to answer the question in a two-minute time frame. And after all of the candidates have had an opportunity to answer the question, each will be afforded the opportunity for a 30-second rebuttal if they so choose. We're going to open up things with the opening comments, and we will start with Stephen Reeder.
I'd like to thank all the media that sponsored this event this evening. Welcome Steve, Brett, Jeremy, and Randy for being here tonight to join us for this event. I decided to run for Congress because my wife, Brenda, and I are patriots that love God, this country, and we love Iowa. And over the last several years, I've been working hard and paying attention quite closely to politics and watch this gradual erosion of our U.S. Constitution from a radical left that had another agenda in mind. And I also saw a Congress that was frustrating to me that they weren't getting things done. Even in a time when the Republicans held the House and the Senate and the White House, we still were spending more than we were taking in, and we needed a balanced budget. I've been in business for 35 years, creating LLCs, developing real estate and commercial industrial real estate. And I've always balanced my checkbooks. And I see all these sharp businesses on the main streets of Iowa that do the same. And I don't understand why Washington could not do the same. So I decided to run, and since I've got into the race, I've got overwhelming support from friends and family, colleagues, and people I've done business with that were excited that a businessman would get in and represent the people of Iowa. I have a real simple message of limited government, more faith, and more freedom. This is a message that I hear resonating across all of Iowa, the 4th District. And I want to take that to Washington.
Next up with the opening remarks will be Randy Feenstra.
Thank you so much for having me tonight. I am Randy Feenstra. I am a Christian, a husband, a father, and a constitutional conservative Republican. I'm running for Congress in the 4th District because we need a seat at the table. We need an effective conservative that has done proven results. To me, this election is about real results, not about rhetoric. I have served in the Iowa Senate over the last 12 years. I've led on numerous conservative victories and numerous policies. Working with Governor Reynolds, I passed the largest income tax reduction bill ever in state history. I've also passed and wrote property tax limitation bill, both in 2013 and in 2019. I delivered on the pro-life movement. I wrote the Life at Conception bill. We also passed banning all taxpayer-funded abortion and making sure Planned Parenthood no longer receives money from our government. I'm also sponsored and endorsed by the National Right to Life. I am a champion of the Second Amendment rights. I stand firm that we must ban and not have any red flag laws. I've supported and expanded the largest gun rights in Iowa history. I have a lifelong A rating from the NRA. Finally, I've delivered on protecting the right against illegal immigrants, supporting Iowa's ban on sanctuary cities. These aren't campaign promises or rhetoric. These are real results that I've delivered in Iowa. In Congress, I'll continue to do the same. I'll work with President Trump. We'll build the wall, secure the border. We will defund Planned Parenthood across our country. I'll defend Trump's tax cuts. I'll be unwavering in my defense of the Second Amendment and fight against all red flag laws and our God-given rights. Our district, President Trump, deserve effective leaders in Congress. Thank you for your time this evening. I will be honored to have your vote.
Next up, Jeremy Taylor.
Well, good evening. I'm appreciative of the opportunity to be here. We have very critical threats that we're facing as a nation tonight. We have a coronavirus from China endangering the health of the American people and endangering our economy with high unemployment, which has been tough on ag and our small businesses. We have an unsecured border with Mexico, and we have the threats of the Middle East for which our Iowa National Guard is increasingly deploying. But we also have an ever-looming crisis from within. We face a moral and spiritual crisis of who we are as a people and what we'll be. Will we be a nation that gives our children a fiscal inheritance or a $25 trillion national debt? A nation of secure borders or one that disregards the rule of law? A nation that values all life or lives with the legacy of over 60 million unborn that have been lost since Roe v. Wade? Will we be a nation of limitless opportunity? Or will be one that the socialist left increasingly takes over in terms of power? We have to take back the U.S. House from the likes of Nancy Pelosi, but to do so we must hold the 4th District seat, which was almost lost to liberal J.D. Scholten, and that was before losing committee assignments and a partnership with President Trump. Conservatives asked me to run in this race because they didn't want an establishment candidate. They wanted a constitutionalist. I'm a constitutionalist who in the Iowa House floor managed several important pieces of legislation into law, earning an A ranking from the American Conservative Union and the NRA with a 100% pro-life voting record, turned around the largest county in Iowa's 4th District for record lower taxation. I met my wife while teaching on a Christian mission in Vietnam, and we count as blessings our 4 girls and 2 boys. And after having grown up under socialism, Kim legally immigrated here, and as small business owners, we're living the American dream. I'm now an Army chaplain and major in the Iowa Army National Guard who brings soldiers to God and God to soldiers. And I believe I'm called to stand in the gap, to serve for such a time as this, to fight for you and your family, to fight for freedom, and to fight for the 4th District. Thank you.
Thank you. Brett Richards.
Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you for hosting. I want to start by asking you a question. Who solves more problems, you and your neighbors or politicians? I bet I can sit down with any one of my neighbors and solve more problems in 20 minutes than politicians have solved in 20 years. When a politician tells you something, have you ever thought, what is he really saying? I wrote an amendment and stood up for you. What they really mean is nothing's going to happen, so I made a big show of it to make you think I tried. Or my favorite, I gave you a tax break. What I hear is they're running for office again. It's time we change Washington before it changes us. In our communities, we take charge, we solve problems, and we create opportunities. In the past 16 months, traveling over 70,000 miles to 250 campaign events, including the greatest county fair right here in Spencer, I met a lot of people that I respect and trust. They tell me that I remind them of someone they know. I was born in Harlan and raised in Irwin, where I worked hard walking beans, changing tires in my parents' service station. I graduated college and married my high school sweetheart, Jill. And afterwards, I was commissioned in the Army as a combat engineer officer. After my time as a soldier overseas, We came back to Irwin to grow our family business and to raise our family in a way that we were raised with the same great Iowa values. Iowa is a great place to raise a family. But right now, I see opportunity and our value just slipping away. The survival of our way of life is too important to trust to just another politician. Instead, let's send Congress an Iowa neighbor to get the job done.
Thank you. And finally, with our opening remarks, Congressman Steve King.
Thank you, Randy. It takes a little work to put this all together, and I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm kind of glad I got to be the last one to give the opening statement here, because I reflect upon all my opponents here. They're here because they believe the New York Times. They can't have anything else going on, or they wouldn't be here. They would have defended me instead. But instead, they believe the New York Times, and they want you to believe the New York Times. But I've been all over this district. I've been to all 382 towns in this district over the past several years. I run into a credible Republican that came up and said, you know what, the New York Times is right. They don't believe that here. We polled that all across this district in the only poll that's been released in this campaign. And what we got back was 75% of the people say Steve King's right. 15% said, I believe the New York Times. When we checked the crosstabs on that, it said those 15% came out of somebody that signed up to support one of these guys. So they were just protecting their investment. No legitimate person believes the New York Times. That is why we have this primary right now, is because the New York Times has thrown the wrench into the works, and political opportunists have decided that they want to jump into this thing hoping that I am wounded. But you know, the truth shall set you free. And if you don't think so, take a look at General Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn went through a terrible, terrible ordeal for 3 years or more. He lost his home, $6 million, but you know, the truth came out. The truth came out on me, too. It just hasn't been exonerated yet. My time will come around. And you all need to know this. You're running on the New York Times, and you're running on no committee assignments. Can anybody stand up and say it's what I said or did that caused that to happen? That's not on me. That's on the people that made that decision and the ones that need to rectify it. And you all should have stood up to defend me on that, and you were nowhere to be found. But I've stood up for every principle of this Republican platform, everything that's from renewable fuels to the Second Amendment to repealing Obamacare to the immigration border security issue to the life issue, and I've led on the heartbeat bill. And you know, the people that endorse you, Randy, their national right to life, they're the ones that killed my heartbeat bill in Washington. That's why they're supporting you and why they're attacking me, because I expose them. There's more, but I'm going to conclude with that and move on with the questions.
Thank you very much to all of our candidates this evening. We're going to take our first question from the media panel right now. That'll come from Dana Larson, managing editor of the Storm Lake Pilot Tribune.